Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting second. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cott, and towards Tovar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitterwald moves to second. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitterwald scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Indians, 1. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon juggles the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Tovar moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tovar scores. Oliva moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Salmon moves to second. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Salmon moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdespino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verals hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valdespino moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 1 in the game. Vidal strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valdespino strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verhaals hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis strikes out. 1 out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 2 in the game. Vidal takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott is called out on strikes. 1 out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tovar hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargan strikes out. 1 out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vidal. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Killebrew moves to third. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitterwald for the out. 1 out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valdespino strikes out. 2 outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verhaals hits a fly ball into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Worthington now pitching. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Jim Landis. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to second. One out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vidal hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvis moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Askew moves to second. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Askew scores. Brown moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fuller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Rich Reese pinch hits for Al Worthington. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Reese moves to second. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.